Yishalmi Yivam is Tavav. So the Gemara continues in understanding the Braisa. We had a few way machlokas tanoim, and the Gemara tries to explain. Al daiti the mayor of Yehuda, according to Shidur of mayor of Yehuda, Amin Simonim Davitoli, who said that the idea of miyun, it depends on Mitzius, on a Davit, depends on contingent on something specific, whether it's Shtei Taras Iris, two hairs, or it's a Rubashkar, or mostly blackened area, more hairs than skin. According to Yudas, that's Ben Rav Meir Yehuda. Both agree it's totally in simonim. It's only a question of what the simon is. So Mazanika, let's understand why these signs are right. A girl go ahead; she has a right to go ahead. And miyun, very simply, if she had miyun, do we see if she had the say Cyrus or she doesn't have the say Cyrus? It's very simple whether she's miyun is acceptable, whether miyun could work or not. But that Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, un amash Yosef, but kinyan echad, who says that really we had another aspect to the thing. It's not just that she has to go ahead, whether she accepts Kedushin, whether she's Makabal Kedushin, Deraisa, that she wants the marriage, then Deraisa, she's automatically married, but Deraisa, meaning doesn't work, Miata fil Gedola, even a Gedola should be the same halacha. Now, even if Gedola should be able to do Mion, as long as if she never accepted the Kedushin, she should always be able to do it. It's totally on that. So Mimela, because the question is, again, if you told her that Mion only could go with a certain physical characteristics of the girl, Shtei Cyrus or Rubus Cyrus, we understand. Once she reaches that level, that age, that she has those signs, no longer do Mion. But according to the Shita that we said, according to Rav Shimon, that says it's because when she goes ahead and she's Makabal of marriage, she wants the marriage, then it becomes the Raisa Kedushin, the real man. Otherwise, my phrase is Mion, she could do Mion. Then why should Mion only work when she's a Katana? She'll work even when she's a Gadola. Anytime she never really accepted the Kedushin, she's 15 years old, now she says, I don't want the marriage. Why can't you do Mion, according to Rav Shimon? Why should that be? So the Gemara says, why should it happen? Why is there totally in age, according to him? Says the Korbanet to explain. Nicha, but contra Rav Shimon, or Shimon, the Amal Yolim, Yecholim, until she goes ahead and accepts the Kedushin, then even then the question is that even if she's a Gedola, she'd be able to, who cares if she has full state Cyrus, it should make a difference. She should be able to always, even later, should be able to go ahead and refuse it. So why Dafka when she's a Katana? Why Dafka is a Katana? Is there an age limit that she go ahead and limit her acceptance of the Miyun? So my answer is, I'm a Yitzhak, the Cheni. And can I be Taka so? When she may appear in Shiri, she'll be able to do it even when she's Gedola. Anytime she'll do it. However, look at she here, Spatsu Penach, she's so Bezima. We don't want that. Like, girls, Pnevs Yisrael should be considered Prutsus, Bezima, with our Raius. Therefore, the Rebbe said, you can't do it more. In other words, really, in a Chanami, according to her, she may become a Bedina, she's in a Chanami, you're allowed to do it even when she's a Gedola. But really, that's the truth. But why did it do it? Because it's special din. We don't want her to say later, Shil Mimzana. So want to have relations like his Nus. And then she said, I was Mayan, I refused it. So she gets the best of the world. She can have Znus, they can have Bia, and with someone that she wants to have Bia with, and yet not have to, and then have to worry about the marriage, because she could say, I refuse the marriage, and the marriage will be undone. She won't be tied down to it. So to avoid that type of Maisa Znus, Chachamim said, we don't want you to do it. You have to be a Gedola, a Ketana. Once you're a Gedola, it's too late. You can't do it. Even Be'etz and Medina, it should be allowed. But therefore, we go ahead and we say that we limit it to that this man of an age, how much is a Gedola, because we don't want this to happen, that the cause of Pritzus is Nis will happen, according to what the Kabbalah explains, and we don't want a lot to do that to happen. It will stop the reason. That's why, even according to Rav Shimon, she can't do it when she's a Gedola. So, the Mar Maisa. How is it becoming Yossi? There's a mice happening from Yossi. A girl wants to do me, or you have to go with that. Let's go examine her dad, her breast, to see if she's already an adult. If she's already an adult, then we can know that she had the Abba Shachem, for sure she had that as well, and she can't do me anymore. In other words, let's go ahead and see. The girl goes ahead, she reaches her 12 days old, so therefore she has two, she has two Cyrus. Bagrus later, when she goes ahead even more, she gets older, she has a sign that she has a dom, she has breast, develops breast. So let's see, if she has that, then surely she has the Shtei Cyrus. We don't have to be bodic that, we know for sure she has it. Let's be bodic there. That's what I said. Let's go with Maisa that happened. Over the Maisa, my minister stopped because the question whether she had to stay Cyrus or not. The cast of Yossi, what to do? So let's see. If she has already, you could tell if she has breast on her, then you know that she has a simic dose because that comes second. First comes the halacha first comes Metzius when she's 12, she has to stay Cyrus. And then then we note that she has the dorm. So we know that, and no shows she has a state Cyrus. So if she has that, then we can tell as well that she's there. So there's no silo. There's no shaila. What do you mean? What do you say according to Yehuda? Rav Yehuda, Amar Shabbat Shachar. He said Shachar. So what's the shaila? Amar Shabbat Levi. It was in the Gagos. Rav Shabbat Levi. And the Minyan Masagat Mitzagat. Bishar Shabbat Gagos. Or 6 months before. So Mela, if you have 6 months before, she already has Shtei Cyrus. So the fact that she has the age of Bagrus, shouldn't that say that she's, this shouldn't be, maybe it doesn't knock her out for Miyun. And what's Pshat? In other words, since go ahead that we say that sometimes that when a girl first has Shtei Cyrus, until it comes over Shachar, it could be 6 months. So you want to go ahead and say, wait, to go, let him say, simply use it. Let's wait 6 months. If she has Shtei Cyrus, maybe it shouldn't be enough to pass her. Maybe she still has to wait another 6 months for Bagrus. Let's wait until that time and see maybe she has Shtei Cyrus. If not, then she still could do it. She still could do it until the Rosh Hashanah, until she has the full amount. So what's the question? So why does he say that there's no longer Miyun possible? It's like the Kabbinator. Let's see the Kabbinator inside. Yes, the Kasha. But I don't understand the Kasha. What's the reason why the Maaseh should happen? Because of that's it, Shir. And we have 6 months. Maybe just because she be Shaykhar, in another 6 months, she should be able to do so. So just because she has say Cyrus, doesn't mean that she should be able to do, get to me, that she'll allow her to do me in another 6 months. Because maybe that's a still a suffix. Maybe she could do me in. But another kasha, maybe Shavu Yochanan, and it's my son. We don't go ahead. We don't do acting. We don't pass like Yehuda. We don't pass like Yehuda. We don't say that. Look, Yehuda, girl, once she has Shtei Cyrus, she no longer to me. And even if it's what he cares, let's see what Yehuda says. Who cares if Yehuda says that she has the Rubis Shachar? We pass like Shtei Cyrus. We don't even look. So why have Yosef passed the Shachar? Why is he saying, let's see what Yehuda says? Simple to Shtei Cyrus is enough. It then makes it you can't do Miyun. So how did the Mevsach Man Galach with this man? Then maybe say Shem she definitely has it. So Yehuda saying Miyun is effective, even though the Maaseh you could say maybe she has more. We don't follow that sheet of Yehuda. We say Ashbi Vade that she's surely Vade Gedola. Vade enough that she's no longer do Miyun. Because man shows a Maaseh after the time that she really has black. Really could say maybe in a Chaname she's no longer eligible for Miyun because she did the Maaseh. That was the case of the Maaseh. Mamela, therefore, we would determine that Miyun is still effective, and therefore in a Kanami be entirely effective. You can't do Miyun anymore because she didn't have enough of this bare hair. Says the Kabbalah to explain. It says beautifully, Adam talk as man. Lober Abba Shachar. Eno Samaz Liftar, we don't get past with Miyun. Abba Yashachar, Badi Gedoli. If we don't have to go, but Kutidel, let's go see Badi Shigadola. In other words, when it's earlier than that, the time the Shaila would come earlier than that, Shtei Cyrus is enough to go ahead. In economy, we just look, Shtei Cyrus would be enough to go ahead and say, he's no longer Mia. But here the case was that later, she was older. Now you want to go. Let's at least say, let's build a Badao. Let's see if she has the breast grew. The breast grew that in economy, Vade, she's a Gedoli. And in Malaharer, you don't have to go into anymore. Shtei Cyrus and not Shtei Cyrus, Yir B'Shachar, whether she's a Gedoli, and that's why it's not going to be good. Because what's enough to be between the Suin, whether she goes black, whether it's Ruth B'Shachar or not? Here we have normal case we don't know if we know if a woman, we force a woman, we go to divorce her husband, divorce his wife, we know Vadai that there's a question, is Ruba Shachar or not? There's a Shaila. Go for now, do we go ahead and force them together again? Because you can be married. So the Gemara says, Ruba Shachar, if it's Ruba Shachar, and Elchanan, go ahead, we go ahead, maybe do me in, maybe it's not yet, maybe not, you don't force to get. Maybe it's not no get to a get, maybe you don't even need a get. But we actually, Ruba Shachar, then we go ahead, we force to give a get, because Lamaisa, we can't, you know, she can't force to give a get, because Lamaisa, we don't do a get by Koko. So when it's a question whether she needs a get even, when Gemara says, the question whether he even needs a get, so then Elchanan, so let's go, so Koko, so we give a get, because Lamaisa, he really can go, I mean, anyway. So get the Irish Makarish by Koko. So then go. That's what's important to know what the age was. Because if it's the age when she was suffering, maybe they still Miyun. Okay, so then we'll give a get. Because either way, we can knock out the marriage. But it's just Vade Gedola. And therefore, you can't force a get anymore. We don't do a get kafu. We don't do a get. You can't force a get. It has to be a ratzon. But merely, therefore, it would not help. We have to make sure that it's at that age. And it'll get a get. It's not a get a get. And therefore, it would not be, wouldn't be good. That's the way the Kabbalah explains the Gemara. Mishnah and the Alok of an Eir, Ezra, Tzabot, Tzor's hand. And we said 15 Arayos, that we parted the Geres, and which side? What do we say? Which way do we part? Oh, you should be talking to the Galaras and Sula. Okay. A man's daughter or any other of our 15 Arayos married to the brother. And he had another wife. And most of them, then the brother died. So the question is, beat the shame, beat the Tzor, God's Tzor. Very simple. Just like the Bito is part of Tzor. That's what it means. That just like the Bito is part of, his no daughter doesn't fall. And it's Tzor's Bito also doesn't fall. Like all the other Arayos, the same thing. It doesn't apply. The same thing applies. It's us. That's what it was. So what about a case where Hachat Tzoras Bito v'Nesalecha Vashani? The daughter's Tzoras Bito went ahead and married the second brother. Now he had another wife. And then his second brother died. Now the question is, Tzoras Bito Petura, Kach Tzoras Petura. Afila and Meya, even more. That's what the Mishnah explaining what the case was when we say Afila Meya, even 100. What does it mean, even 100? How do you have 100? Where Reuven died, and Shimon's daughter is the wife, is a tzara, and then the daughter went ahead and married Levi, because you can't marry Shimon. Shimon was Meyavimer, and meanwhile, Shimon had another wife. Excuse me, Levi had another wife. Now Shimon dies. I'm sorry, Levi dies. So now Shimon can't marry even the tzara of Levi, who was married to him together with the tzara of the original tzara of his original erva. Even 100 connections, anytime that they're married together on any level, if you do it 100 times separation, still lost it forever. What's the case we're talking about where you potter? You must live in the local Mishnah. He must see, learn the Mishnah. Whoever could go ahead and do me and then do me and the rest of the some of the others. And not even. Like we don't, the case is simply because we're pulled together, even. He did me and the path you led, the Sarasa is Lomas and Vemes. The case we're talking about simply means some of the cases where he fell before, he did me and so he was me and before the Arab, so that Sarah is not going to be Mayavis. It's going to be Koletz of Lomas and Vemes. That's the case in the Mishnah. So that's the case. I look would apply to figure out in this case as well. So after the Mishnah, that we said an erev is terminated. Before the husband died, what's the law? He's a good side. What case do we say that after the 15 die? That the husband's the Torah's mutter, that's why he should be dohakim. He had another wife. His daughter or the other, or he died, or he divorced her. Then the brother died. That Torah's mutter, because now, yes, it was when. At one point, she was at Sarah's Bito, married to the brother. But when the brother died, the Zika was only at Sarah herself. And that's why that would be mutter, because b'shas the Zika, b'shas the Nefila, she was no longer an Erva. That Mishnah says, that's what it means. You can't do Yivam, but you know, because the Yivam could work, refused it, there was no marriage, and therefore, she wasn't doing Mian. Then you can't do Mian, because Lamaisa, she didn't do me until she died. She was still married. They have kedushin rabbanon. If it's a zika, the rabbanon, passes the chalitza the erva from the tzara from Yivam, but doesn't pass from chalitza. You have to chalitza. What's the case of the Mishnah? It's the case of where the erva fell. And she died. So and she died without refusing it. Didn't do Mian. She could have done Mian and she didn't do Mian. Then Halakha says, Yavemes, we say that Erev is still alive. And male, therefore, it's Chalitza Yavemes. We can't do Yivam, but we allow you to go ahead and do Chalitza. But you can't do Yivam. That we don't let you do. But because she's a Silat Sarah, we allow you to go ahead and do Yivam. And Chalitza, but not Yivam. Zakti Mishnah Vaita. Mishnah says, another Mishnah says, in the case of Arayos, there are 6 Arayos that are Chomer, that are more Chomer even than the 15 they mentioned in the first Mishnah. They say in Sulakim because they're married to others, not only to the brother's thing, they're married to other people, yet not even to the brother, and still be considered us. Tzores and then Tzores and their Tzores are Mutter. What's the case? What's the case of the Chomer, Dikadin, Emo? Person's married, a person that goes ahead, a person. Is married to his brother's mother, so therefore even it's mutter. You're never allowed to marry him. It was never zus to begin with. Therefore, meila there's no falling because it was a iser arayus. But the tzara could be mutter. Same thing. Achos avim. All these different relationships are us. The brother never was allowed to marry her. The brother went ahead and married her anyway. Meila, even after the brother died. The divorce, these things will never fall, but it was never considered a marriage. If it never considered a marriage, then the Tzorah would become mutter. What do you mean, call a Kamar? Why do you call a Kamar? How about Kares Akharis? Both of these Akharis. Eshazakas Akharis, here's an Eshazakaris. Why is it more Kamar? Halka Mamze Akamamze. Because over here is a Mamze. Here's a Mamze. Okay, so here's a Mamzeris as well. So what does the Mishnah call these Muhammad? What's Muhammad? Same applies. Isra Mamzer. The vows of Mamzer and these Isra Arayas, these Akharis. Makamurish, and you hold the Lost Lakayam Love. You can't go ahead and marry to any brother without Yilver and Isra. They're always remaining an Isra. The other one's case in the Mishnah, you can marry another brother. It's no Isra. But here, all the brothers are Asr. They all consider us. Therefore, it's a Muhammad because you can never marry to any brother without Avera. And all here, Kulan, say, well, you can call us Adas and Akhmal Avera. Anytime you can marry the brother without an Avera, to its rest. But no, Kulis, you have a Charles Potter, Mikhalis. Therefore, it's a case of Muhammad Dikadim because they never have a Shah's head to any brothers. And Mamela, the other case of the Mishnah of 15, you can marry a brother, you can become Mutter to the next brother, next to Philo. But here, you can never do. That's why it's a Muhammad. Tanarav Kiyah. Tia says, "Ein tzorah b'elamayach melavat." There is no tzorah of an erva that's usher except the one who's married me'alch only from a brother himself. Any other tzorah of any other erva does not have a din yivam, does not have an iser erayos, does a pater, because this wasn't din full mitorach yivama, only the brother. Only ein tzorah b'elamayach melavat. But Levad says the Gemara, what does that mean? It means only by a case of a brother is there a din. Any other erva, any other case, there's no din in filud liyivim, therefore there's no din of a tzar. Amar of Yerisi. Mizam of Mishnah said, Beishay Nusol HaKeris HaZom HaTem, because they're related to others, suas to others, that tzar is a mutter. So you see, because there's never a brother's relationship, there's no din yivam, yivam that become aser. So Tarochiyah B'yam HaYiri has a shayla. What about tzar min HaShuk? Should be aser to marry? Any time he's being aser, tzar min HaShuk, should be aser. Because they're married to the brothers, their mutar is mutar. It's not what it says. How could the Yemir say that should be applied to any other case, such a case? No. It's dafka because they're married to other people. That's the Mishnah telling you. That's the case. There's no denivam. That's why it's always mutar. So because of Amar, Yeh said, no, enochanami, dishmi, that Rabbi Yemi said the name of the Braisa, ki inesh dishmi amila makshuli. It was like someone who heard a statement, and he was asking about it, whether it was true or not. But he wasn't arguing with the Mishnah, he was just trying to explain. The Braisa is questioning what is the basis of it. So he was questioning what the halacha is, what the Mishnah Braisa means, which we explained. But he wasn't arguing with the Mishnah, he wasn't trying to argue with the Mishnah, he was only asking to explain what the Mishnah meant. Therefore, that's the halacha. So the Gemara, a person went ahead in relation with the tzara of his erva. In other words, when he had a question of it, he had relations with his brother's wife, there was an erva. Is he yichayev kares like a din eshesach? It's the same halacha as if you had the erva itself. In other words, since we say the halacha, we don't say din. Is an erva the brother's wife is aser mitin because it didn't fall to you? Does that din iser ev this plyos eshesach apply to you? And she's considered an erva to you. But what is the iser? It doesn't fall to you. But would we say the same halacha as it applies iser eshesach and iser eshesach of the rice in the Torah? Yes. It'd be possible to have a married to a tzara of an erva without a yishay shazak. It'd be a good question. Can you have a yishay without a tzara? After the tzara below a shazak, can you possibly have a yishay without a tzara? Of course not. We just talk a case only with case where you'd be fellow yivam. I'm not talking about marrying other relations, whether it's a tzara to a different relation. The whole concept of the Mishnah of Eishas Ark is an erva and a field of the Yavam, the halakha applies, a brother's wife. Therefore, that applies in full effect. Therefore, Yavam is us, an Echonami. You have a Yibir with a Tzara of an Eishas Ark. Of course, you have an Isra Eishas Ark. Because that's the relationship. That's the Isra erva that we're talking about. And any other Isra erva does not apply. That's the case of Mishnah. I had a Mishnah's Eishas Ark, will be Yavam. Do is the possible of a brother's wife? It's not a Yavamah. It only allows you to have Yavamah. Any other Yavamah is not because it is no Eishas Ark. It doesn't fall for Yavam. Case where she had children from the brother that died. Such a case, she's not really his Yavama. May it's usher to him and all other Yisurim as well, because he had children. You can never fall to Yavam. The question is, if you have Yavam from that marriage, would that be considered mutter or not? The halacha would be would be mutter to him, would be mutter to him or not. In other words, says the Kabbin Eda, anytime she marries from anybody, so therefore the tatzah would be mutter. In other words, what would happen is Reuven was married to Leah and has two children from her. And then, she's usher that Leah when the brother dies, that Leah is usher to all the brothers. There's an Isa Erva to all the brothers. So what happened is later, one of the brothers married her, Beisir, and then he had another wife. Then when that brother dies, does that Sarah fall to him or not? Is there an Isha Sarah? Why? Because B'shas the Fila. She would of Eishes Lachshalei Belam. She was never felt to him. So that brother married her. And then there's another wife at that time. The case of but I mean, Asur L'Chalach Me'Aviv would not make her. That's Lo B'Makom Mitzvah. That other sister Tzara is a question whether that would become mutter or not. That would be the case of the Chiddush and the Mishnah. That even that Tzara that didn't come from Eishes Lach, didn't come from Nefila Li'Avim. Still, halacha would apply. She's still considered Eishes Ach, and therefore would be considered usher according to the explanation of the Mishnah, of the Braisa, the way they explains the Mishnah. Stop over here.